sadly, tonight we did not get to see the second no-hitter by a Phillies player in a number 22 jersey in the last 2 years, but we did get to see a 7-0 win, and there was a lot of things that would have fell into line, and I would have had a really cool entrance there. Like the last time the Phillies had a no-hitter, the final score is 7-0, blah, 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 blah. But this no-hitter was cut down in the seventh inning when the White Sox got their first hit of the game. We did shut them out 7-0. That was the final score. Phillies on a 4-game winning streak. Now they are now 12-8, and they're playing the 3-16 White Sox. I'm surprised the White Sox haven't been no-hit like 5 times this season. They are not good. They swing at everything. They did not look good tonight. They only got 2 hits. And the one hit was in the, where is it? The one hit was in the 7th inning by Gavin Sheets, and the other hit was by Nicky Lopez in the 8th inning on an infield single. But just not a great, not good for the White Sox. They have not a single guy above, batting above 262, and that's Paul Goldschmidt. The next closest is 250. And the lowest batting average on the team of, like, decent batting averages is 095. Like I don't count a 000 batting average or something like that. Like, they have so many guys on that team that's 159, 164, 179, 152, 176, 057. That's, like, most of the lineup. The leadoff hitter is batting 220. So you can see that's the kind of team we're facing. Garrett Crochet, I think is his name. He pitched for the White Sox today. He went 3 innings, 5 hits, 7 earned runs, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. And 6 of those 7 earned runs were 2 3-run home runs by Alec Bohm, who went 2-for-4 with 2 home runs, 6 RBIs, an average up to 258. And Trey Turner is now batting 350 with a double single and an infield single today for him. He was 3-for-4. 2 runs scored. He's unbelievable batter right now, and just a good all-around performance by this Phillies team, a team that is not good, and they should sweep this series. I think they should sweep this series. They're not playing. They have now their 2 good aces on the mound, Wheeler and Nola, coming up on Saturday and Sunday, and the White Sox are not putting out very good pitchers. They've got Mike Soroka going tomorrow with a 6.89 ERA, and on Sunday, who do the White Sox have? They've got N. Nostri something. He's 3.60 ERA, and he's only pitched in 1 game. So we'll see. I think the Phillies have an easy way to sweep this series, but just focusing on today, Whit Merrifield got his first home run of the year and a bomb there. So I actually guessed before the game. Ray Dune, 97.5, the Fanatic producer, does this thing on his Twitter page, and he does this Ring It contest. And every day before the game, he puts up this like Google form, and you can fill it out, and you put in your Twitter handle, and then underneath it you put in, okay, who's the player that's going to hit the home run? Well, I never did it before, so I put in 2 guys. I put Bohm and I put Merrifield. And then I tweeted at him, and he responded, and he said that you can only do 1 guy, and 1 guy, but it's only registers as your last guy. So Merrifield was a long shot to hit a home run. I threw Merrifield in there for just giggles and see what happens, and all of a sudden he did hit, so I'm going to get those 5 points and be added to the leaderboard. Phil's only got the 7 hits today. That was 7 runs, 7 hits. Schwarber was 0-for-4. Not really the greatest offensive day for the Phillies. They won 7-0, but like all around the lineup, not like everyone's hitting on all cylinders, 14 hit type of day. Sosa and Pache were 0-for-6. Schwarber 0-for-4, and Realmuto 0-for-4. Even though Realmuto was in his Bumblebee costume behind the plate, Bumblebee the Transformer, or Optimus Prime, as some people are calling it, Wolverine, Curious George, the guy from Curious George, the man with the yellow hat, as they call him on the show. So a bunch of really funny things that were going on in the broadcast there for JT Realmuto's yellow City Connect costume, as they were wearing those jerseys today. And I will mention this because I've been like kind of debating this with some people over the last couple hours. The lineup choice after having an off day yesterday, and just because you're facing a lefty on one of the worst teams in baseball, you're not playing Brandon Marsh and Bryson Stott. This is the worst team in baseball. Why are you not letting them play? Let the guys play. Let them get some numbers. I know it's a lefty, but like, if you're playing a bad team, most likely the lefty's going to be out of the game pretty soon because like he's not that good. So let your guys work. Let this be the chance that you give them at the at-bats. If you want to rest them against the good teams, yes, I'm going to be mad at that too. But I will never understand why we rest two guys after we just had a day off. It doesn't make sense to me. But I'm just going to leave you at that. So just keep thinking about the Stott and Marsh. I'm not going to let it go away just because it was a 7-0 win. Spencer Turnbull was unreal, brought this no-hitter into the seventh inning. I don't know what they're going to do with Taiwan Walker coming back, but Spencer Turnbull's really earned his spot in this rotation. Another guy who's been really good in the rotation is Zach Wheeler, but the offense hasn't really done anything for him. Hopefully the offense will get it going with Wheeler. They've lost every single Wheeler start. He's 0-3 with a 3.00 ERA. And Mike Soroka, former Braves starter, who's going for the White Sox, he's 0-2 with a 6.98 ERA for the White Sox. Phils have a 78.2% chance to win. I will see you after the game. Reminder, the Sixers play tomorrow night, but you should watch baseball because I'll be on after the baseball game. I am Kevin Flannery, signing off!